For a lot of people, religious affiliation is something that they take for granted. If we are born into a religion, we likely identify ourselves in that way. I am a Buddhist, I am a Christian, I am a Jew. But though we may technically be a member of a certain faith, the teaching of that religion has little effect on our lives until we are driven to ask, how am I to live? It may seem that religion is only about personal or family identity, funeral services, rituals, church on Sunday, etc. The truth, however, is that religion is actually about everyday life, and it is only of value inasmuch as it helps us to live our lives fully. What does it mean to live fully? Now, most of us are involved in our life. Actually, we can't help it. But to live fully means not just to be involved, but to be totally present, totally here, totally committed to this moment of life, whatever our condition. There is a joke about the difference between involvement and commitment. In the creation of a breakfast of ham and eggs, the chicken is said to be involved, but the pig is committed. Of course, neither the chicken nor the pig participated voluntarily, but when it comes to our participation in living our lives, the difference between these two words is very, very important. Are you merely involved in your life, or are you fully committed? You might ask, what's the big difference between these two words? Well, perhaps you have noticed that it is actually very easy to become involved in almost anything. Really takes very little effort or interest on our part. Every day, we perform many tasks, and we participate in many activities, both public and personal. We perform our morning rituals of waking up, washing our bodies, cooking and eating breakfast, and so on. We go to work or to volunteer our efforts. We perform many tasks. We spend time with our friends and family. We go shopping. We watch television. We eat lunch and dinner. And at night, we go to sleep. For most of us, routines like this are normal, and we take them for granted. In fact, we usually perform most of these tasks without thinking much about them. So we might ask ourselves this question: where is my mind during all these activities? Thousands of years ago, the Buddha taught that the human mind is constantly distracted. In the midst of one activity, our mind is often already engaged in the next or even tomorrow's task. While preparing dinner, we are already thinking about eating. While eating, our minds are anxious about getting the dishes cleaned up and put away. While we work, we might think about what we're going to do after work. And when it comes time to sleep, our minds are distracted by worries and concerns for tomorrow. The fact is, we are always doing things. We are always involved in something. But we are seldom fully present in our activities and tasks. We are seldom really committed. In Buddhism, the practice of mindfulness is to realize that each moment of life is the only life we truly have. In fact, we are in each and every moment of life receiving life as a gift. Right now, I am living. Right now, I am being nourished by the sun and by the water I drink, by countless plants and animals. They nourish me with the food they provide, and even the air I breathe, even the air I am breathing right now, is being constantly renewed by plants and trees all over the world. Without these gifts, I could not live for even one moment. Each moment of life is sustained by all these things. This moment I exist only because my parents lived, because my grandparents lived. It is not in the past. I am living now because of them. Right now, The love and devotion of my family and friends is sustaining me. Right now, life is manifesting itself in me. If I could truly realize this, if I really understood that my life is not independent and self-sustaining, then I would be able to live each moment fully without taking anything for granted. That is mindfulness. With such mindfulness, I am fully committed to each task, each problem, each pleasure, and each responsibility. There is no boredom, no anger, no frustration in such a life. It is a life of total awareness and appreciation. Of course, it is not easy to attain such an attitude. If we simply try to appreciate our life, if we try to force ourselves to be mindful each moment, we will certainly fail. If our religion tells us, you have to believe such and such, you have to be appreciative, you have to be mindful, and so on, you have to be good, it cannot help us much. Religion needs to suggest for us a way by which our living may become true living. It needs to give us a path on which our everyday life can be transformed into the life of wisdom and compassion. The Buddhist teacher Shinran suggested such a way to us. He understood that life is very difficult and that it is virtually impossible to conform to spiritual ideals by means of our own power. He understood himself as a self-centered person, a person lacking honesty or goodness or discipline. In his search for a true way, he found, by means of the help of others, that he was always embraced by great compassion, which we might say is the essence of life itself, and that this compassion shows us our limitations to enable us, to help us, to break out of our selfish mind and awaken into reality. By trusting this great compassion, which is always sustaining us, we become able to truly appreciate our lives naturally in this moment and to feel the weight of anxiety and fear lifted from us. This mindfulness is expressed as Namo Amida Butsu, which means that I, as a limited being, a limited selfish being, in bowing or surrendering myself to the infinite wisdom and measureless compassion we call Amida Buddha, I can discover myself as one with this great reality, one with life itself, and one with my everyday, ordinary life. So, as we all go through these many tasks and activities that make up our everyday life, let us remember that no matter what we are doing, no moment of life should be taken for granted. No moment of life should be wasted. No moment is less precious than any other. True happiness comes when we fulfill each task with full commitment and mark each moment with true appreciation. Such commitment and appreciation comes naturally when we live the life of Namo Amida Butsu, always entrusting ourselves to life as it truly is, a precious and irreplaceable gift. Shinran, in his own experience, discovered that when this entrusting faith, which he called Shinjin, is awakened, our life is transformed. He wrote, "The compassionate light of the Buddha of unhindered light always illumines and protects the person who has realized Shinjin. Hence, the darkness of ignorance has already cleared, and the long night of birth and death is already dispelled and become dawn. Let this be known. Know that when one realizes Shinjin, it is as though dawn has broken." Thank you for allowing me to share these thoughts with you today. Namo Amida Butsu.